8th pack of Bechai's first Mishnah. There are two types of Bechai's for people. One is Bechai that gets two parts in the Yerusha, and the other one is a Bechai that you have to make a Pidyon HaBen. They're dependent on slightly different things, and the Mishnah is going to contrast them. The basic idea is Bechai LaNachla is the husband's first child, and it's also the first live child. It has to be a child that is happy that he was born. But a homeless son is stillborn. That's not a child in respect to this. So therefore, if he had a stillborn child and then he had a live child, that would be Bechol HaNachl. Hashenke, but Pidyon HaBen is totally in the first Peter Rechem, which means it's totally the one that was born in natural childbirth. But even if there was a nefel, a stillborn child before, and as long as halacha we consider later, the second one is not considered b'chor. Also, b'chor l'koyin, it depends on the mother, not on the father. B'chor l'nachla is the father's first son. B'chor l'koyin is this woman's first child. Okay, there's some more pratim, we'll see this on the Mishnah. Yesh b'chor l'nachla, v'ein b'chor l'koyin. You could have a child who's b'chor only respect to getting two portions of the Yerusha, but not in respect to needing a Pidyon HaBen. B'chor l'koyin, ben b'chor l'nachla. You have the other way around. B'chor l'nachla l'koyin, you can have b'chor for both. Yesh en b'chor l'nachla l'ein l'koyin. Even though in some ways he's a firstborn, but he's not a b'chor for either of the two. Eze b'chor l'nachla v'ein b'chor l'koyin. What's the situation which is a b'chor to get two portions, but not a Pidyon HaBen? B'chor nefalim, like we just mentioned before, she'yotza reish chai. If there was a stillborn child before him, so as far as a nachla is concerned, he's still considered a bechor, because like we said, that has to be a live child before him. But as far as Pidyon HaBen, he's part of Ben Tisha Shiyotza Reish Meis. If it was a fully developed fetus, but it was also stillborn. Yeah, the halacha is that even if the nefel was not Ben Tisha and it was dead, that's considered a late, and the one who comes after it is not a mechor for koyin. So why over here does it differentiate between if it was the ninth month or not? So the Gemara says it's talking about a more complex case with twins, and one of them was eventually stillborn, and one of them was a live one. And here the one who died came out partially first and then went back in, and then the other one came out. So the question is, what's considered a later? So if the navel was fully developed and at the time its head went out, it was alive, that's considered a later. Maybe even though it came in, it went back in, and the second was born, the second one is not a peter rechem anymore. Hashenken, if it was already dead. It's not a Ben Tisha. It's less than a Ben Tisha, and it was still alive, and his head came out of it, it's considered later. Whereas if Ben Tisha was fully developed, then even if its head came out and was already dead, that's considered later. And if it went back in and the second one came out, the second one is not a bechor. So basically, a nefel which is dead, that's fully born, is already considered later, and the child born afterwards is not a bechor. But if only its head came out, then it's dependent on the situation. That if it was a fully developed fetus, and it was then whether it was alive or dead, when its head came out, that's considered later. If it wasn't fully developed, then only if its head came out alive is considered later. Rameh says. If he gave birth to something, she gave birth to something that looks like an animal, that's enough to be considered later. If it's looks completely like a different creature, that's not considered a later of an Adam, and the next one will still be Peter Rech, and will still be considered Bechor, even in respect to Kohanim, to the Chavisha Shalom of Pinyin Aben. Apel is sandal. If he gave birth to sandal, is some deformed body, so it's flattened out, it looks like a piece of meat. Piece of meat that came out of a shilia. or a fetus, or shapa marukim, a sack that already started, have the different veins and sinews, whatever inside of it, partially developed. A yetzim mechutuch, something was a fetus that was born, and the child came out in bits and pieces. All these is a mechola nachla and a mechola koin. As far as the kohen is concerned, all these things are considered a minimum type of leiva, and therefore the second one is not a bechor, it's not a peterechim. But as far as the kohen, for the Yerusha is concerned, since it wasn't alive at the time of the birth, the second one is going to be the bechor. Mishulah yilad bona v'nasi yishu shekvar yolda. In other cases, he didn't have children; his wife gave birth, so she has another child. It won't be bechor for kohuna, but since it's the husband's first child, you get two portions of the nachal. Other examples is either shifra and ishtach, or either nochas and his gaira. She was a shifra and she came free, or she was a goy and she went to a gairis. She bali Yisrael the yolda and she gave birth after the conversion. So this is also b'chol l'nachal, v'eino b'chol l'koyin. She's not b'chol l'nachal because it's, once again, her husband's first child. Not b'chol l'koyin because she had children before she was misguided. She never pet the rechem in Israel. The first child born is a Jew. So children that were born before she converted are not counted. Achieved to rechem in Israel. Person had children, and he gave birth to a woman who did not give birth. So this is now the next set of halachos. This case is a child will be a bechor for kohanim, because it's a peterechem, her first child, but he already has a son, so as far as Yerusha, would not be. This is the opposite case of the first list. And now the next cases are similar. Haskai Mulberis, Nishtach Mulberis. She was pregnant when she went through her Geiris process from being a Shifcha, from being a Goy. Most of these cases, since the child was born, peterechem in Israel is a peterechem. But as far as Yerusha is concerned, someone about her husband was misguided with him, this is not considered his son. A woman who's pregnant and she's misguided, it's considered her child, not his child. Yeah. Yolda, he the kohenesi bilvia, he vishishikva yolda. She gave birth together with the kohenesi levia, one who already gave birth. So mela, all these cases, she knows for sure that she gave birth. So we don't know who the child, who's child. She definitely her husband has to make opinion of them because she gave birth. As far as Bechorah, since we don't know who is who, it won't be Bechorah. A woman who did not wait 3 months after she terminated her first marriage, and now she got pregnant. We don't know, and Yadua and Ben Shetisha, the region of Ben Shevelach, we don't know if from the first or the second husband. It's a full term from the second, or a shorter term from the first, or a shorter term from the second. All these listing, as far as Kuhn is concerned, to Bechor, but Nachla is not because we don't know who the father is. The bottom line is, like we said, Kuhn is telling the mother, and the Nachla is telling the father. What is a case which is a chiddush as a Bechor for both? So in the palace, Shapi Moli Mai, Dam Moli Mai Moli Kanimim. If she had a miscarriage of a sack that only had water, or blood, or different colored things, that's not considered a later at all. Or shemapelskim and dogim mechagom shkotzim remosim, little creatures that looked like she miscarried, little things that looked like different fish and insects. That's not considered later at all. Mapelskim apoyim, or she had a pull in the 40th day from a pregnancy. That's also not considered a lady yet. Even though there was some minimum amount of pregnancy, that's not enough that the thing that comes out of that is considered a lady, and therefore child afterwards is a bechor.